Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 133, looking at a statement of Abaya. Abaya says, Amar Abaya, Amar Li Aim. Abaya said to me, Mother told me that Is Belenisa Dechul Hun Kibay, a salve compress for all pains, is made of Shav Mina'ein, Tarba the Chada Kira, seven parts of fat and one of wax. Rava Amar Kira Vakalbam Rishi Nam. Rava said the best compress is one of made of racks and resin. And Rishina Rashi points out is a foreign word that should be deleted from the text of the Gemara, but the translation of the word is resin. But I want to focus on the idea of what Abaya said. Amra Abaya Amra Li'im. Abaya said, Mother told me. Who is he referring to? The Gemara points out in the notes, other times also it mentions that Abaya did not have parents. Abaya was an orphan. He often quoted the nurse who raised him, referring to her as mother. You could also see Kedushin 31b. There's several examples that we'll see also below coming up in the next stop. But it's just an interesting, fascinating idea that Abaya always gave credit to the person who raised him. He didn't have a father, he didn't have a mother, but anyone who's involved in raising us should be credited, and anyone who's involved in uptaking us and upbringing us should also get credit. The Gemara mentions, not the Gemara, but the Talmud mentions in Maseches Avos, Pirkei Avos, that it's very important to always give credit to the name of someone who gives it to you, or someone who takes care of something, someone who teaches you something, you learn something from someone. You should always give credit to the person that it comes from, because it's very important, because it brings Geula to the world. Pirkei Avos explains, and how do we know? Because it says that Esther told the Melech b'shem Mordechai, and the whole idea of the Purim story was started because she gave credit to Mordechai, who saved the Jewish people and who saved Achashverosh. You got to give credit to where credit is due, the famous phrase goes. And it's also important to give credit to anyone who has a hand in raising you, whether it be anyone, even someone who teaches you anything, you should be given credit. The Pirkei also explains that David HaMelech gave credit to Achitofel, who was not a great person for David. He was not really such a wonderful influence, but he did teach him two things, I believe, about walking to the Beis Medrash and not learning alone, and he gave him credit for those things as well. Because anyone that teaches you, anyone that helps you out, that person helps to raise you. Even look at the Torah itself. Moshe is credited as being, quote-unquote, a father to Aaron's sons. Why is Moshe credited? Because he was their Torah teacher. He was their spiritual father in a way. Because when you teach as a teacher, you teach children, you're credited in a way as if you're like their parents. You teach them and you upbring them. And anyone who's involved in Torah teaching others or helping others, we should give them this special credit, especially if someone's adopted, especially if someone's fostered. Those people that are raising you, those people that are taking care of you, they get major credit, major props. They are the parents in the situation. And Abaya here teaches us that he always credited the person that took care of him as his mother, and he gave her the title, the respect of mother, and gave credit where credit is due, as we should all do as well in our own lives. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 134 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.